Hi, and welcome to another video in the Time to Change video series by The Practical Disciple. I'm John Arnold, and I'm really excited about what I'm going to share with you today, because I'm going to share with you a system that I have for almost effortlessly keeping your house clean. Now, that may sound impossible, but it's not. I've used this system for over 3 years. I have multiple other families who I've passed it on to, and they've used it and loved it. I had one mom show up in a committee meeting the other night, and she said, "John, I have to tell you, you have ended arguing with my children about chores." If nothing else, this system is worth that, so which you'll know as a parent if you have kids. But let me tell you my story a little bit. I have what I call the chore deck, and it's a deck that has everything that needs to be done in our house to keep it clean on an individual index card. And every day, everybody in the family picks 3 cards out of that deck, and they do those 3, and that's all they have to do. And it really doesn't take a lot of time, because I break down things into pretty simple tasks. So for instance, you won't have a card that says clean the bathroom. The bathroom may be 4 different cards, because it may be bleach the toilet, wipe the counter down, mop the floor, scrub the tub. Okay, so you have 4 different cards for that bathroom. And what I did was I went through my house, made a master list of everything that needed to be done, took each one of the items, put it on a card, and then once I had a sense of how many cards I had, I figured out how many I had to draw each day to be able to finish cleaning every single thing in our house in 1 week. Everything. And this was great, because we had tried using a cleaning lady. We oftentimes had trouble getting a cleaning lady that we really liked, who did things, you know, maybe the way we wanted to, or did them well. And we had this ridiculous pattern where we have to clean before the cleaning lady got there. Some of you are laughing with me right now and not at me. You know what I'm talking about? Like, your house would get in disarray, and you'd feel this need to tidy up before the cleaning lady got there to clean. And we would do that, and then everything would be immaculate for a few days, and then it would just slowly descend into this pit of chaos, and we'd start the whole stupid cycle over again. And my card deck ended that. I'm not going to say a whole lot more about it, because what I really want to encourage you to do is go to my other video on my website. I've put a link in the email that went out. If you're on YouTube, you can find it at The Practical Disciple. It was part of a post. If you go to my blog, there's a post called More God, Less Stress and Clutter. You can search for that using the search bar, and that video will pop up. And in that, I tell you exactly what the cards are in my deck. It's not only the chores. I put some fun things in there. There's a day off card. If you draw the day off card, everybody else has to draw an extra card, and you don't work that day, and they do your chores, which is kind of fun. And we don't let anyone get that card until everybody in the family has had it. I have wild cards in there, and I put those in there because I wanted my kids to be able to look around to find what needed to be done and take the initiative to do it. So the wild card says, find a task and do it. And that was to hone my kids' eye on what needed to be done. That's worked really well. I also have 10-minute tidy cards in there. In one of my other videos in this series, I talked about doing a 10-minute tidy, and those are in the deck. I have a sack-it card for those of you who did a bag a day for a number of days to get rid of clutter. I actually, once you've done that, highly recommend you have a sack-it card in your chore deck, so that once a week a bag goes out of your house, and that way you stay ahead of that, and you don't have to do these mad crazy marathons of 40 bags in 40 days, but you just keep things bay. Now, that said, you can go and you can look at what's exactly in my deck on my blog, thepracticaldisciple.com. On the search bar, if you put in chore deck, a couple different related articles will come up that you can read, and there's a video there you can watch to get particulars. Now, is this an absolutely perfect system? No, I mean, you know, you don't get the whole bathroom done at once, because somebody may draw bleach the toilets and mop the floor but you don't scrub the tub until 2 or 3 days later. However, here's what I found. There's some great trade-offs for that, and that is, first off, I know that all I have to do are my three things, and I'm done for the day, and that if I do my three things, my house will be clean every week. And I found that when I worked the deck, the general cleanliness of our house just shot through the roof. And the moment, the kind of epiphanal moment for me realizing this, was when one time we were about an hour away from our house and somebody called us, and they were coming through and they wanted to see if they could stay with us for the night. And we were able to say to them, yeah, that's fine, here's where the key is, go ahead and go on in. And our house was ready, because it just stood at an order of readiness that it never had had before. So what I like to say to folks about the deck is, if the deck works, if you work the deck, you just got to be consistent on doing it all the time. Now, the other thing is, there's a great stress relief in having that system in place. I used to come home sometimes and I'd be tired and I'd be worn out and I'd think, oh my gosh, where do I even begin? Because I would have, you know, the whole house staring me in the face, begging to be cleaned in one way or another. And I don't go through that anymore. I know exactly where to begin. I go over the deck, I pull my three cards, I do those three cards, and I forget about it, because even though it may not get done right then, it will get done within the week. So that's my chore deck. It's a great system. Multiple families have used it. I highly recommend that you go and read More God, Less Stress and Clutter on my website. Watch the video. And then there's a follow-up video called More Thoughts on, or there's a follow-up post called More Thoughts on the Deck. That is my tip for today, and I wish you a fantastically clean house with really pretty limited effort. See you in the next video.